Now verse 12, yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts, and the destruction of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, and the carrying away of those people into Babylon. It was a sad thing. It was a tragic thing. It was an awful thing. They were religious. They were going through a ritual, but their heart was far from God. They were a disgrace to him. Verse 13, therefore it's come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. God said, I cried to them, and I pled with them. They wouldn't listen to me. Then they got into trouble, and they said, oh, we don't want to go into captivity. We'll come back. God says, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. There are a lot of prayers today that God doesn't hear. I get a little weary today of this sentimental rot. It's even been on the screen, on our TV screens, in these weepy sob sister stories. Some reprobate, either man or woman, lived any kind of a life, and then they have a little child, and the little child gets sick, and they go in and kneel by the bed and plead with God. I don't think God hears you, friend. I'll be honest with you. You've got to get right with God yourself before you're going to get anywhere with him praying. All of this is nothing in the world but just religious rot. That's all in the world that it is, and won't get you anywhere at all. That's the thing he's making clear to him. Now, verse 14, he says, but I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. Now, I want you to note that. God says that he made the pleasant land desolate. He not only judged them, but the land. And there are a great many people today that go to that land and are greatly disappointed, because they've heard it's the land of milk and honey. It was that at one time. It was probably like the Garden of Eden in that land. But you go over there today, and I hear a great many people, and I think they're trying to kid themselves. We've had many people on tour say, oh, isn't this a beautiful land? I want to say this to you. It's the rockiest. It's the driest. It's the most desolate. If anybody can find anything pretty driving down from Jerusalem to Jericho today in the Dead Sea, I wish you'd point it out to me. I've been down there, I think, a dozen times, and I haven't seen that which is pretty. It's as bad as the desert in eastern California and Arizona. It's really a desolate place. And there's very few beautiful spots in that land today. It was the pleasant land, but it's the desolate land today. And one of the proofs that prophecy today is not being fulfilled is the fact that that land has not been restored. Oh, I know they've moved back and become a nation, and they've been in trouble ever since. And I heard from a friend who had just returned from over there that taxes in Israel are higher than any place in the world today. Now, you're going to call that the promised land, and you're going to hold God responsible for that? I don't think he returned them back there today. And that 20% of the people that are there now want to leave the land. What's that going to do to these interpreters, these Bible teachers that are going around and trying to date everything to the beginning of that nation Israel? I say to you today, friends, that's a desolate land. It's going to become the pleasant land someday.